Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Pick up a fries and key tag at Wendy's for just $2 right now, and you can use it all year to get a free Junior Frosty with any purchase. Proceeds help support adoption, more love for children, more frostiness for you. Get your Frosty key tag today for just $2 at Wendy's. Offer valid until New Year's Eve of 2022. Every $2 tag sold will benefit Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. I've got mine. Now go get yours. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Packer Hall of Fame kicker Chester Markle. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Chester, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. It's my privilege.
Okay, so we're just trying to wrap our arms around because I've got a safety in Leroy Butler. I got a running back in Gary Ellerson, and I never played the NFL, so I don't have any clue about kickers. I'm trying to wrap our arms around, you know, the struggles
of good golfers.
Yes, very good golfers. Yeah. Mason Crosby and what we've seen. I mean, it was the snapper, then it was the holder. What have you been able to take away from everything you've seen from Crosby to this point?
Oh, it's always easy to look at somebody else, hey?
Always.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Always.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I hear you got to have so many spins for so many rotations on a ball for snapping a ball. My God, this is getting to be a bit much. Line up and kick the damn thing, you know? And I know from experience, you know, I feel for Mason a lot because he, by in my opinion, is the best kicker Packers ever had. And not only that, but he was hotter than a pistol earlier this year. He kicked two field goals against Cincinnati, then he missed three, still made a game-winning field goal, and I just can't help to believe that some of the things that are vivid to me is that sometimes I think Mason is trying to aim the ball because I don't care how good the person is, that stuff seems to get in people's heads.
Right, Chet. And this is Gary Ellerson, by the way. And you and I talked up in the press box, and in the alumni booth, and we saw him out there like super early kicking. And I don't know how many kicks they have to have doing warm ups and this, that, and the other, but it feels like as I'm watching him, this almost could be in his head now.
Well, that is very good possibility, and I still maybe this is a different time. Well, not a different time. It is a different time. It's different football. But I don't see how can anybody keep their leg, or unless it's in the head, you know, like
right.
For somebody to go out like a quarterback and throw a football for an hour because he had a couple bad passes, bad games professionally, and I think people start. I think Mason maybe starts to aim, and I've noticed a very simple thing is that he's been pulling the ball to the left. And it's not the leg that does it, it's his plant foot. Because in golf, if you open up to the left, and, you know, when I'm kicking the football, if my left foot is straight to the goalpost, that's right. Where the ball's going to go. If my left foot is a little bit to the left, naturally my whole body and my whole hip is going to turn that way. And the longer field goal it is, the more room for a mistake in that direction. So kicker can get away with making a mistake and still make the field goal if it's short enough. However, the longer the ball travels, obviously, the more room for a mistake. So that could be possibility. But, you know, that guy is, in my opinion, like I said before, the right. Best kicker Packers had. And in the last seven, eight, maybe more, maybe one less.
Yep.
Game-winning attempts over the last few years, he missed none until Cincinnati.
Yeah, go ahead.
Physically, he's there, and I'm just hoping that he's able to relax and do what he's doing again, because I've been hoping it's not what Vinatieri experienced there at the end of his career. So, because I still think Mason can make a huge difference for the Packers this year.
Chester, Leroy Butler, I actually have your book, Live and Kicking, with Gary D'Amato and Lynn Dickey. And I want to ask you another question later, but I want to know what's the biggest buck that you've ever shot in your career. Because Brian Noble, I was with him when I think he shot a 12-pointer. I never seen one that big before. But how important is it to have a relationship with your snapper and your holder? Do you guys hang out? Do y'all talk? Or y'all just, it's just business? Do you practice? Or everything is just 1, 2, 3 and kick? Or it really doesn't matter who's holding, doesn't matter who's snapping?
Well, it does matter. You know, I believe big time, because that does matter. You know, the privilege kickers have right now, I've never experienced, because we had Larry McCarron snap or Ken Bowman. I had him for 15 minutes during the day, maybe 10 minutes, because they had to do their offense and they had special teams at the end. So we were pretty much alone. Ron Whidbey was the first holder that was a punter, because in 72, quarterbacks held all the time. So I think the relationship and the confidence that the snapper brings is off the charts important. And I don't know, but I would love to have relationship with my kicker and the holder that I could have him there all the time, every practice, because I know that's got to make a difference. But I truly believe that, oh, God, I think Mason's going to be okay, but the thing is, he needs to get okay pretty quick, because these games here are off the charts important, and seedings make a huge difference. And,
yeah.
And so I'm just hoping that he can come through and get a few in a row and go on. So, you know, when I sat in Seattle, watched the Seattle game, and Mason missed the first one, and second one was a short, like a 27-yarder or whatever. And there was a sarcastic cheer from the crowd.
Right. I remember that.
I can relate that. I can relate to that. So I feel sad, but, you know, for the Green Bay Packers and Mason's well-being overall is get this fixed real fast, and I think it can be fixed by just going there, and in my opinion, and kicking and having fun. Maybe not kick so much, like he does before before practice. And you know, I'd been through a lot of game. I never noticed a kicker going out there that long before the game. You know, we, like I said, it's different than when I played, because we go out 5 minutes to 12. I mean, 5 minutes to 11 for home games to warm up, and we do that for 15 minutes, and then the rest of the team comes out, and that was a warm up for the whole game. And we didn't have nets on the side to kick over and over and over again. So, but you know, I'm truly a believer that something's got to be emotionally and mentally bugging any player who is struggling with confidence. Obviously, what was he? He missed two against Kansas City, 1-1, so he's 2-for-6, and then he was 3-for-6 in Cincinnati. So that's so un-Mason-like. I know he had a few hiccups several years ago, and I believe in him like I believe now. That, and you know, and since then he had a tremendous year, and he kicked first two field goal against Cincinnati. Then he missed those three, and my heart ached every time he missed.
So hasn't been the same since.
I want the fact. What's that?
He hasn't been the same since that Cincinnati game.
No, he has not. And I was hoping that 50-yard field goal he kicked the other day would get him over the hump, but I don't know. He just, I think the confidence factor has to affect.
So from that perspective, so if you were advising Crosby, right, if you were advising Mason, and Mason came to you and they play the Rams game this week, and then they have a bye week the following weekend, are you telling Mason, just get away from football, don't be kicking all these extra kicks for the next 2 weeks, getting ready for the Bears game? Do you just advise, like, just get away from the game and kind
tell
of
him how you want
redo
him to fake
your
a back
brain?
Injury.
Yeah, well, I suggested earlier.
Listen to this, Chester.
Maybe not for 2 weeks, because it's easy to pull the muscle after that.
Oh, yeah. All right, because you're not stretched out. Yeah. See? So maybe he pulls a muscle then between now and Sunday.
No. Chester,
right.
Steve wanted to fake it. Steve wanted to fake a back injury.
Back spasm, something. That way you give him the Rams game off.
We don't do that in football.
You give him the bye week, that Sunday off, and you let him kind of redo his brain a little bit. Because I agree with you, Chester. I think it is a lot mental right now, and he just needs a reset.
Let me ask you this. Can you find a better kicker on the streets today for a Rams game?
That's the question.
No. I just need a kicker for a game. I don't care who it is. Doesn't really matter to me one way or the other. I mean,
it's not
about the rest of the year. I'm not cutting Mason Crosby. I just want to get him an extra week is all I'm looking for. You got a kicker on your practice squad for a week.
A 72-year-old alumni kicker.
Done. You're in. Sold.
Right? Okay.
Yes. Chester, our people will be in touch with your people to kick against the Rams. Get ready.
He is one of the few guys that scored a touchdown.
Don't worry about that Aaron Donald guy. We got him covered. He'll be fine. Chester, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
buddy. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, absolutely. Chad. Take care. There he is. Chester Marco, Packers Hall of Fame kicker, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Our guy Ken in South Carolina has been on hold forever. Right. I want to make sure we get to him listening on the Audacy app, AUDACY. What's going on, Ken?
What's going on, guys?
Thanks for holding on.
No problem. Not too disappointed from yesterday. I think it's some things that we can work on. But I have two questions. A question for Gary and a question for Leroy. Gary, with the offense, I believe we haven't played a complete game, maybe the Arizona game, to where we were moving the ball and it's moving down the field, not big play out at the whole time. I'm just waiting. What does it take for us to kind of play a complete game offensively? And for Leroy, do the DB have the option to press or to play off? Because I felt that on that last play, that touchdown by Jefferson, if Stokes was in press, he probably had a better chance of breaking it up when they had blitz.
Great point.
All right. Thanks for the call. So Ken wants to know, do they have the option at corner to press or play off? Is that their call?
No.
Or is that told to them based on the play design?
It's a game plan. But Ken brings up a great point. Whenever they got their short splits, if a guy's on the ball, that guy should always be pressed. Even when Thielen caught his pass in the flat on Kevin King, go up and press. Now, the guy off the ball, you can play, that defensive back can be off, so you don't get picked. There's clarity to it. But if you're going to both play off, then it's like guessing, do I jump this guy or this guy? He was caught in a pickle, Stokes was. But my thing is, next time they play these guys, any guy on the ball, if it's 18 or if it's Thielen, doesn't matter, you will see a guy up there to just disrupt his path. Don't never get receivers clean releases. They love that. Some guys love to play off. Some guys like to be bump and run. The reason why I want my corner up there, I want you to just disrupt his route running, because that clock is ticking for that quarterback.
And Charles Woodson was good at that. Al Harris was good at that.
Just alter his path. Just, even if you jam him and make him go inside, he got to come all the way back outside. And by that chance, I'm helping my safety.
How much of that? But if I take a guy that's maybe not that big, I'll go old school Sam Shields.
Yeah.
And do you want him up there, even though he's not that big of a guy?
Yeah.
Hand fighting, trying to stop him?
Just alter his path. And that's what Jerry Rice did not like. That's why they put him in the backfield. You saw Jefferson in the backfield. He scored on Black. Anytime you get receivers free range to run around, they're going to always put up numbers. But if you get up and jam them and make it harder for them to run those routes, I'm telling you, it's totally difficult. The quarterback, he'll start to panic because he's thinking he's going to get a clean release. Get up there and alter. I mean, these guys love clean releases. That was a perfect for those two receivers to put up big numbers, because they're getting these clean releases that I'm like, God. But I know what they're thinking. We want to be back so we can see if Dalvin Cook breaks one. We have to catch him. So,
Gary, did you have a problem with how far they were playing off in certain situations in that game or not?
No, because I think the Green Bay Packers, what they've been doing all year long is playing off. That's been their thing. That's their D. That's their D under Joe Barry. Keep everything in front of you and don't get beat deep. Now, this one, they happen to run what we call like some stack routes, where they're all on one side and they have different levels, and they're making a guy choose whether he wants to go up top or stay down underneath. And they kind of caught him in no man's land. That's why they were able to get some passes over the top. But I think for the most part, their defensive game plan is to keep everything in front of them. And they played that well.
If they do that with Cooper Kupp, he's going to set a career record.
Yeah, and because he just want to come and make a tackle.
Right.
That's been their thing all year. Yeah.
But you rely on Stafford to make throws for you.
Well, no, what they do.
You have to catch him.
What they have been doing, because you're without one of your best pass rushers, is those guys, the four guys up front, has been getting big pressure all year long.
Yep.
And you have Rashard Gary was missed in this game because Steve, even that, we already talked about it. As we're watching the game right now, we're watching replay. I'm up to five picks they should have had.
I know.
Game.
We talked about it last night, the Green and Gold postgame show. He's Gary, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiverr. It is the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Blitz coming. Rodgers floats one. Valdez-Scantling inside, trying to get to the end zone. He's going to go. A bomb to Valdez-Scantling. Touchdown, Green Bay. Holy cow. Now an extra point away from the tie.
I like courtesy of Fox. Packers unfortunately go on to lose that one 34-31 to the Minnesota Vikings. Now it's the Rams. And that's a, 3:25 start? Is that right? 3:25 start at Lambeau on Sunday. And Green and Gold postgame show following that one with Gary Ellerson and Dan Plucker. And I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm here today, tomorrow, and then I'm off the rest of the week. I'm just going to say this right now. My goal in this game is I just don't want Rodgers to get hurt. Like that, to me, that is my main and only goal in this whole thing, is I don't care if they lose. I don't care if they lose by 30. I just don't want 12 getting hurt in this football game, because our offensive line has absolutely no chance against this Rams defensive line. Because it doesn't appear Bakhtiari is going to play. So if it's going to be Yash and the rest of these guys, yeah, I'm not very excited about what we're possibly going to see in this game on Sunday afternoon. I don't like Rodgers' chances in this game at all. And based on what I saw against the Vikings and how much they wanted to throw the football, if they're going to try and throw that much versus how little they ran at Gary, I think that really puts them in a bad position.
Yeah, they need to figure out how to get a run game here. Bad. Because that's the only way. Well, that's the only way they're going to keep Rodgers safe.
You can help the offensive line by running it.
Yes, some. Right. That's only going to keep Rodgers safe. And they can do that. I mean, I think the Packers can do that. I mean, the 49ers gave you the blueprint. You run the same doggone offense. Just go in and make it work. Now, you're down a running back, so that hurts you a little bit. But still, they've got to figure out how to get, and this won't happen, but I'm reducing it now to 20. They've got to figure out how to get A.J. Dillon 20 touches.
That's,
at least that.
I want at least 15 carries, to be specific.
Yeah, whatever.
15 carries,
all
five
these little
catches.
Balls they throw them on the outside, those are carries.
But you're still in pass protection mode as a lineman.
Yeah, but you're getting rid of it so quickly. You don't even get a rush. They all these little swing patterns that they throw to them all the time.
Because you don't want those guys to be pinning their ears back, Vaughn Miller and Aaron Donald,
right,
expecting you to run or expecting you to throw.
Yeah.
What I really don't want to see, and I know I'm going to see it, I don't want to see empty backfield sets in against this game against the Rams.
Because once
let's
you
not
do
telegraph
that,
it.
Once you do that, they know what they're going to do.
And they're coming.
They're coming.
It's on.
They're
and
coming.
That's the you know, the thing about Rodgers is, and we can go back and look at his sack numbers and all of that, and there are years where, you know, they don't look pretty. But in those years where they haven't looked pretty, most of the time it's been on him holding on the ball too long, more than his offensive line.
Correct.
For the most part, Gary, in Rodgers' career, he's had really good protection from his offensive line.
Yes, he has.
He really has.
And he did yesterday.
For the most part,
For the most part, I thought he did yesterday. I mean, he had a lot of time to throw the football.
Yeah. I think that's been a big thing. Yeah. He really never has had to play behind a bad offensive line for a season or for a half a season or whatever the case is. This front office, whether you say it's Ted Thompson or Brian Gutekunst or however you want to look at it, has done a good job keeping him clean and upright. And that's the big thing. Shoulder fat tweets out Big Show Network. Crosby needs more than a few weeks off. Nearly cost us the Bengals game. Big miss against the Chiefs. And then yesterday, it's gone too far at this point.
I don't know what you do to bring anybody else in. That's the problem that you have.
Plucker, did you find who the available free agent kickers are? Find me who the available free agent kickers are for the Green Bay Packers. And again, I'm not trying to cut Mason Crosby. To be fair,
right?
I tried to cut Crosby years ago, and that obviously did not happen. I wanted him gone years ago, and thankfully, they stuck with him, and obviously, it paid off okay for him at the end of the day. I'm not trying to get him cut now. I just want to give him a breather. That's all I'm trying to do. What's the IL? Three games, right?
Yes.
That's the minimal.
Uh-huh.
So if he goes on there for 3 games, 3 weeks, I should say, not even 3 games, because the second week will be a bye week,
right?
So looking at his contract, Gary, cap hit of 316 this year. Cap hit next year, Gary, of 4.7 million. So do they stick with him through next year with a cap hit of $4.7 million?
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Because they're in cap hell next year.
They're going to bring in competition. That's what's going to happen. They almost rarely do, but next year he'll get competition.
He's 38 next year.
In training camp, for sure.
Age 38 season.
Yeah. For sure.
But it's got to be real competition.
No, it's going to be real competition.
It's got to be like a proven kicker that can actually do something.
Yeah, it'll be real competition they'll bring in. Was that Conway and who?
Brett Conway. Oh, my God.
Was that Conway and Longwell?
Didn't he kick at Penn State?
Who was that? Was that Conway and Longwell?
I think so. They drafted Conway.
They drafted Conwell, and then he was just
they drafted
tanked
Brett Conway,
and then
they
had to go get Longwell to bring in.
Yeah, Brett Conway was awful. Whew, bad. Gerard in Delaware, listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You're next. What's up, Gerard?
Hi. I want to talk a hypothetical.
Sure.
Why not?
I like hypotheticals.
Bakhtiari, Alexander, and Z-Smith come back. Now, we're going to expect them to be only 75% of what they were. So, therefore, Alexander's not going to be able to tackle all the time because of his shoulder, number one. Z Smith's going to get 25% less pressures than what he usually gets. And Bakhtiari's going to give up 25% more pressures than what he usually stops. So that's what you have to look at. You have to look at reality. Okay, so my question to you guys is, can they win with what I'm saying? Can they win with what I'm offering here?
Yes, they just need the bodies on the field to be at whatever percent they can be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bakhtiari may not be the all-pro when he's back on the field again, but I'll take my chances with him, with all due respect to Yash, at 100%. You know, Za'Darius Smith, maybe he's not
you know, what he was, but he's better than Garvin out there at this point, who did absolutely nothing given his opportunity yesterday. So that's right. Better in that situation. Jaire Alexander, say whatever you want, him being out there, the quarterback will see him and immediately give him more respect than he probably gives Stokes at this point when he sees Stokes.
Right. Now, the thing I wanted to speak about, during the bye week, maybe you guys could have a throwback, like, for instance, from when Leroy played all the way back to when Bart played, right? And what I wanted to speak about is the 72 team. Now, I saw everything. I became a Packer fan in 1964. I was 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I seen everything, okay? And I seen Gary play, believe it or not.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But anyway, here's my thing. I wanted to talk about the 72 team. Now, Dave Robinson was a starting outside linebacker. And Bill Luke and Ken Ellis are still around, and they really dislike Dan Devine and what he did with that team and everything else. Now, if you could have one of those guys on there. One thing, fellas, I was a sophomore in high school in 72, and there was one thing that Ken Ellis did in football that no other player in the history of football has ever done. And I bragged about it for years. He caught Bob Hayes from behind. What happened was Bob Hayes ran it in. This was when Craig Morton was quarterback during the regular season, 1972. And he ran him down and caught him at the 4-yard line. He wasn't slowing down either, Bob Hayes. He was in full stride. Ken Ellis was a tremendous player. He was a really good cornerback. He was a punt returner. He ran a couple of punts back for touchdowns. Him, Willie Buchanan with the corners. And the linebackers were Fred Carr was outstanding. Jim Carter was good. And Dave Robinson, their back and their safeties were Jim Hill, who wouldn't have dropped those balls yesterday, and Al Matthews. Mm-hmm. But I can name that whole team. And if they didn't lose Rich McGeorge and Gale Gillingham the first game of the year, they might have beat Washington in that playoff game. But the problem was Dan Devine wouldn't throw the ball. Bart Starr was the coordinator then, and even Bart Starr complained. Jim Ellis and Bill Luke openly complained about Dan Devine. The following year, Dan Devine said he needed a veteran quarterback because they had Scott Hunt in it. He went out and ruined the franchise for 15 years when he made that trade for John Hadle. Then on top of it, he goes out and gives a second-round pick for Jim Delgazzo. You remember him, Gary?
Yeah.
And it ruined the – he ended up breaking his leg twice. I think Fred Dreyer broke his leg twice. He ruined it, and I wish you could get those guys on. You get Dave Robinson on, but he always talks about the Lombardi.
If you guys could get him on again,
talk about what happened with Dave Devine. He even ruined Notre Dame, Dan Devine.
Yeah, Devine definitely did. Gerard, thanks for the call. That Hadle trade is probably one of the worst in Packers history.
Dave Robinson don't like Dan Devine.
No?
No.
Have you come across anybody that has? No. Okay. Mike, south side of Milwaukee, you are next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Mike?
Well, going back in the day, who'd have think we'd be talking about our kicker, huh?
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, here we go again.
Oh, my gosh. Sparky,
yeah.
Tree from the ceiling?
Am I what?
Christmas tree from the ceiling.
Yes. Yes, I have it. Yes.
What's the poll from Seinfeld?
Festivus. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You got that?
Well, yes, we actually do, because I think Joe and Bill, I believe, left it in the studio. I think it's still here, unless Joe took it. Joe may have taken it home with him. I don't know. But there was a Festivus poll here.
I had a question, not for, well, Gary can chime in. He played.
Okay, well, let me chime in.
And this is more for Leroy.
Okay.
Leroy, was it interception or he scooped it up or a lateral, right?
Yeah, lateral.
He had
Reggie.
The wherewithal to go Florida State Dion
yeah.
and make a name for himself. I think the big problem, and I'll be quick, with these DBs is as soon as they feel those laces in leather, they want to score. If I'm the coach, I say, get that ball in the chest. Because Deion Sanders was the best.
Yes.
You agree?
Yes.
He'd get that ball. Secure it. He'd carry it in the end zone like a loaf of bread.
Right.
If I was the coach, I'd get a meeting and I'd say, listen, make sure you got the ball.
Right.
And if you can stand up and make a football move, go for it.
Then do it. But catch it first.
Secure. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, buddy.
I would assume that's taught.
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
I would assume that's taught.
Yeah.
But the other thing people have to understand is it's not like these guys get opportunities every game to have the ball in their hands and score. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
I would say this.
And then when you have nobody in front of you and you're like at the opponent 15 or 20 and all you see is touchdown and you're trying to run through the ball and the ball goes through your hands or whatever, I mean, you're going to get anxious. It's easy to sit here and criticize those guys, but
their DBs are in a weird spot to catch the football because they're always running backwards. Where then they have to kind of turn their bodies to try to look and find where the ball is. It's a difficult thing to do to catch. Easier when a receiver's running because they're looking back. They see it. They know what route they're going, blah, blah, blah. It is tough catching a ball being a DB. You're at an awkward spot to try to find it, track it, and to catch
You're relying on looking at the receiver's hands getting bigger, the receiver's eyes getting bigger, and that's your clue to turn around and look.
And then hands.
Right.
It's tough.
And half the time, these guys don't even turn around.
No. And then before you know it, the ball's on top of it.
Drives me nuts.
Our coach used to, and I didn't notice until I got in college, but late hands. They always wanted late hands. Last minute. We should try to see who could have the latest hands to put your hand up to catch the ball. So a lot of times the ball hit me in my face. We used to do it on the jugs machine. Where you just didn't get them up in
time. At the last second, you try to put them up. Because you don't want to give away when it's coming
when
to get deflected.
Coming, right, you want late hands.
But your eyes give it away.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not necessarily. Well, yeah, it does because your eyes do get bigger. But
But
for the most part, DBs try to look into your eyes, but it's tough to do while you're running. It just is.
Yep.
Hands is the number one thing that they're looking at.
We've got a trade by the Brewers here.
Okay.
And breaking news on the Big Show Network, powered by Odyssey, presented by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. It's really not breaking. I guess it happened like a half hour ago. But
yeah, that's kind of breaking.
Just to pass it along, because it's not a huge one, the Brewers are acquiring right-handed pitcher J.C. Mejia from Cleveland for a player to be named or cash. Mejia made a season debut last year, professional debut for the Cleveland, well, they're going to be the Guardians now, last year. Was horrible as a starter, but out of the pen had a 1.8 ERA in 17 appearances.
Woo.
Not good as a starter. Dan Plucker and I were talking about this. His starting numbers are horrible.
Well, you know what that is.
But his relieving numbers were really good. Did you see that, Plucker?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Brewers sent out a press release. Before we got the press release, Plucker's looking at his ERA last year. He's like, oh, my God, this guy's horrible. And I was like, well, I don't know. It's Stearns. Let's see.
I go with it.
So then the press release comes from the Brewers, and then you see his reliever numbers out of the pen. I'm like, okay, well, that's an arm.
Yes.
And not looking. I bet you he throws hard. I mean, that is typical Stearns, somebody that throws a ball like 95 and come out of the pen and help.
Well, this too is the guy that punched the wall. What's his name for the Brewers? The guy that did he punch the wall or what did he do? The relief pitcher for the Brewers?
Devin Williams.
You sure that's who it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that's a replacement for him if it doesn't work out.
I think Hader's getting traded.
Okay.
Could be crazy. Because Plugger, they've got what? So they added the backup catcher. Over the weekend. Now they added this guy.
So that's
two. So what? They got two or three more open spots at this point still available that they can add to before they get tapped out here. Because, again, if you trade a Hader, they're going to get a boatload, obviously. But you're going to want at least, I would think, one major league guy to go along with however many prospects you get in that package.
Right.
Probably like to have two guys that can play at the major league level next year for you and then a couple other prospects. Maybe they don't, but he's got multiple years left on his deal. If you don't trade him this year, now you're trading him in the last year of his deal, next offseason with 1 year left, or you don't trade him at all and get, pretty much nothing in return for Josh Hader other than a compensation pick, which is nice, but it's even less meaningful in baseball because at least in the NFL, that guy's going to play that year. In baseball, you get a compensation pick. You may not see him for 5 years before that pick actually pans out.
So you're thinking they're trading Hader this year?
I don't know how you can play it out. They played Fielder out years ago, remember?
They did.
They were in it, and they said, well, we're not trading him now. We got a chance to go to the World Series.
Right.
Let's play it out.
Right.
So maybe Stearns and Matt Arnold will say, we're just going to keep him and try and go to a World Series the next 2 years.
I think they're keeping him. They're going to try to go for a World Series the next 2 years. That's what I think is happening.
I can get it. If that's what they decide
to do. They're going to load up on pitching.
Just all depends if you think Devin Williams can be a closer.
They need to get some bats.
I think that's all.
Well, you don't know what Devin Williams is going to be after this hand surgery or whatever the hell he had. Guy may not never be the same.
No, He might not.
You don't know. Injuries are weird, especially your pitcher.
You're getting me depressed thinking about Devin Williams. Can we talk some happy Badger stuff?
Yeah.
We've talked Packers the whole show, but I want to touch a little bit because you had a Braylon Allen thing yesterday that was really good at the end of the postgame show of who he reminded you of, and then the show had to end because we were out of time. So we never did it. We teased it for the big show today. We never got to it. So
are we get to tomorrow?
No.
We'll do it now?
Yeah. We'll do it right now. Coming up, and see what Plucker thinks of Braylon Allen as well. We haven't heard the Michigan side of this as far. Because, you know, he sees all these top talented players at Michigan for the course of time.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Michigan, they ain't done that. They don't have any talented players. The Bears have more talented players than Michigan's ever had in the last 10 years.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Winnie's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Bucks play tonight. They win tonight, you win tomorrow at Wendy's. After every Bucks game set by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Also, don't forget, Van Horn Automotive has entered the RV world, baby. Road Camp by Van Horn is a Class B camper van. It's like a tiny home on wheels. It's so cool. Designed for the weekend warrior or people who want to live the on-the-go van life. If you haven't seen this thing yet, check them out at VanHornProCamp.com. VanHornProCamp.com. There, I can say it. With six models available and a wide range of options, you can get the freestyle model with just walls and flooring to customize yourself. So you can pick your own cabinets that you want to put in and do all that other stuff. Or you can go all the way up to a fully loaded package like the breakaway model, complete with awning, solar power, kitchen area, and adjustable bed and pull-out bench seat with enough room to sleep four. Explore all your options today at VanHornProCamp.com. VanHornProCamp.com. We've only got like 3 or 4 minutes here, so I want to get in Gary's take here on Braylon Allen, who I said off the air to Gary, was it last week, 2 weeks ago? And you completely just said, nope, I'm not having this conversation with you. And I said, he might end up being the best bet to come out of Wisconsin before this whole thing is said and done. Yeah. And you, to your credit, said, I'm not talking about this. He's a freshman. We're not having this conversation. Let's just wait. But as we continue to watch this dude play,
yeah,
dude, he's good, man.
No, he is.
He is good.
He does a lot of his feet. I mean, he's exceptional. I mean, he really is. But like I said to you last night, I mean, I've seen this guy sort of before. All this Derrick Henry comparisons need to stop because he ain't nowhere close to Derrick Henry. Sorry, just not.
In what aspect is he not?
Well, I mean,
that's what people are asking.
Derrick Henry may be a little faster, bigger, just not. He's not there yet. I mean, they're not the same. The guy I see, and you guys may call me crazy for right now, is John Clay.
Ooh.
I mean,
Racine Park,
but probably a little bit better. But to me, John Clay could take it to the house. If you guys remember, 60, 70 yards when he won it. When John Clay was in shape, John Clay, there was no running back better.
That was junior year at Racine Park.
No running back better. I saw him in high school.
Yep.
Best high school running back I had seen in the state of Wisconsin. I've seen a lot. Brent Moss, them guys were good too.
Melvin Gordon was too. Bradford.
But Brian Calhoun was good in high school.
Yes.
But John Clay, I don't know his height and weight, but John Clay was about 6'2", about 230, 235, got up to maybe about 250, probably a little bit too heavy. But when John Clay was about 6'2", 230, 2 1/4, unbelievable. And right now, that's kind of who he looks like to me.
What he's doing is what I thought Clay would do.
Exactly. Right?
It didn't happen that way, but that's what I was hoping.
It didn't. Did it.
When you said that last night, I was like, oh, I hadn't thought about John Clay in a minute.
You saw this in John Clay.
Yeah, that's what you thought was going to happen.
Yes.
Like when you wanted him to run the ball against TCU in the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
And you were livid.
Like, why is Paul Chris trying to be the smartest guy in the
world? You were so
He had
bad.
Ran the football all the way down the field. They gave it to him. And then we're going to be the smartest guy in the room and not give it to
him. And Paul Chris eventually become head coach after being offensive coordinator. Yeah. For Russell Wilson and Brett Bielema and the cast alike. So, we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. But I'm just telling you right now, Braylon, you got him for 2 more years. Then that's going to be it. He's not staying, I can't imagine, all 4 years, providing he can stay healthy. Hey, Wendy knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. We'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show, including a Cy Young Award winner. How about it?
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. No matter your favorite sport, the place to be for great food, fun, and playing your own favorite indoor games is Q Club of Wisconsin. Plenty of TVs to watch the games on while you play your favorite indoor games, including indoor bocce ball, and their huge entertainment game room, and settle down to awesome food from loaded burgers, wraps, wings, plus their Wednesday and Friday fish fries piled up with all the extras. Visit their Facebook page or QClubOfWI.com for menu and weekend live entertainment updates. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, check them out tonight. I believe it's 7 o'clock tonight. Spectrum News 1, them and Dennis Krause will be on discussing what went down. And they normally will analyze a couple plays during the game that stuck out to them and explain what happened on those plays as well. So Spectrum News 1 tonight around 7 o'clock. Make sure to check out Gary and Leroy. And remember, Leroy says his shirt is violet. We say that's a shade of purple. But either way, tweet us what you think of Leroy wearing that shirt and tie day after a loss to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. Coming up on the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow, Dan Plucker, you've got a nice, nice show planned up for us, don't you?
Yeah, so Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette in his usual spot in the second hour of the show. Ross Tucker in the first hour of the show, our Odyssey Sports NFL insider, former NFL offensive lineman. So those two guys is normal. And then the big news, last hour of the show, we will have Corbin Burns, NL Cy Young Award winner. Woo. Thanks to Mike Vassallo again for helping us set that up.
That is awesome. So, yeah, that's good. Ryan Wood, Ross Tucker, and Corbin Burns. And Plucker's working on another pretty big-name guest trying to lure one more big fish into the show tomorrow. just did a great job by Dan Plucker being producer of the Wendy's Big Show. All right, coming up tomorrow, we'll be back, talk about it some more. Wisconsin goes on a 15-1 run here in their college basketball game against the Aggies to take the lead at halftime. So maybe we'll talk some Badger basketball tomorrow, too, right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Have a good one. Toodles.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.